Neil Whiteside
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
My favourite Wham track, actually, my second favourite Wham track coming up in a minute. Ray of Sunshine by Wham. Playing that because Wham's coming to the Corn Exchange. Best of Wham will be on Thursday the 28th of March. It starts at 7:30 in the evening, and I'm joined on the phone by Ben Evans. Ben, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good. Great to hear from you. Thanks very much indeed for being there this afternoon. You're George Michael in another life.
Yeah. I can't actually still believe my luck that I'm playing one of my heroes. You know, it's just such a massive, massive honour, really, to be such an iconic figure.
I mean, it must be, as you say, amazing, but also really fairly daunting. I'm just looking at your career list here, and you really, your background is in acting with sort of music on the top. You've been in Mamma Mia and things, but where do you start to put yourself in George Michael's shoes?
Well, I was really funny. Myself and my mum were kind of chatting the other night, and she said, without knowing it, I've been studying for this part all my life. Now, I was never one for revising for any exams I had. When I was meant to be revising for my GCSEs, I was actually singing along to my Wham albums and my Faith album and my Listen Without Prejudice album. So I never knew that 20-odd years later that it would come in handy, and I'd know all the material. And, I was doing all my studying throughout my teenage years, really.
I was going to say, I remember when Wham came out in the early 80s, and I was in my 20s, and, you know, I've got a few years on you. But was he, you know, you were struck by George Michael even then, were you?
Yeah, I think George Michael, I kind of did it the opposite way around. So I was into George Michael kind of first. I remember, I think my earliest kind of musical memory is George Michael singing Somebody to Love at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert.
Yeah.
And then kind of going, wow, and then finding his back catalogue. And then I remember in 1998, for my birthday, I asked for a Discman, and then I got asked which albums I'd want for it, and the Best of Wham was one of them. So, it's something, while my friends were listening to Boyzone and Take That and the Spice Girls, there was me giving it the Wham rap.
Now, it's interesting because you've been in Mamma Mia as well, and, you know, ABBA had some years where, their music was disregarded. ABBA was something that happened in the 70s and early 80s, and then everyone moved on from that. Until now, you start looking and you look back at that music, as they did a few years back now, and go, actually, do you know what? These are very well-crafted songs. There's so much in there. And it's kind of the same with Wham, isn't it? It was one of the original, not boy band as such, but boy duo. And written off until you start looking at some of these tunes. Yeah, these are brilliant. It's like Ray of Sunshine. I love that tune.
And I mean, you know, George wrote Careless Whisper at the age of 19.
Yes.
How do you carry on after writing one of the most iconic songs ever? So I think you always do need that kind of that time out, that kind of time period to actually go, God, these songs have withstood the test of time, and they're still played now. You know, even Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, even if you weren't a Wham or George Michael fan, you know the song. So they're there in the subconscious kind of most people even. And that's what's great about this show at the moment, you know, where we are going back to the Wham fans and the George Michael fans and giving them that taste of George. But we're actually influencing new fans as well, you know, 14 and 15-year-olds that are coming to see the show for the first time, sampling these songs and, you know, a Wham that they kind of missed because they weren't old enough, and now we're getting a new fan base going for Wham to keep the legacy kind of going.
And there are some, I mean, 28 million records, 3 albums, 4 number one singles. There's plenty to choose from, isn't it? How do you go about, I mean, choosing what goes into a show like that?
Again, it's just how much could we cram into 2.5 hours, really? It's hit after hit after hit after hit, you know, and there's a couple of surprises in there as well, a couple of solo George material things as well, and a couple of duets. But like you say, it's trying to tick all the boxes, but you'll have to come and see it to see what's made the cut.
It does sound amazing. You're touring as a band of four. You've got your Andrew Ridgeley, your Pepsi and Shirley. And are you sort of trying to keep it as authentic as in that way?
Yeah, and as well with the band as well, because obviously once Wham became kind of established, they always used the same backing band, and we have that as well. We have a big rock and roll band that tour around with us, and also the sound and lighting team. So we travel across the UK and the world, all of us together. So it's nice to have that kind of family thing, and I think the biggest part of Wham is that the audience or the fifth member, Wham always had that, you know, the kind of audience interaction and kind of being in on the joke that was, you know, Wham kind of setting themselves up. So the most important thing is the audience being part of it with you and never to kind of forget that.
Mm. How much work has it been to work on the vocal range? Because George Michael's vocal range is a challenge to everybody. And you know, he is an outstanding singer, and I'm sure you are too. But how much is this putting a strain on your voice and on your system? What with that and the dancing and everything else?
Yeah, well, again, you know, I was very lucky to be in the musical Jersey Boys for quite a long time. So vocally, stamina-wise, after playing Frankie Valli for a long time, my stamina is quite high up. But, yeah, it's more the physical side of things. Like you said, I did Mamma Mia. I was very lucky to be involved in that show. But I was 19 at the time, and now on the other side of 30, the old back isn't as forgiving as it used to be. The hamstrings are a bit tighter. So, yeah, and, you know, like as you know with Wham, it's all about that high energy, that exciting high energy feels. So yeah, that's the thing. I kind of I struggle the next morning a little bit more getting out of bed and getting to the bathroom.
Oh, bless you. You wait till you get
to crawl my way over there, but it's all worth it. And like I say, it's something I've been wanting to do all my life, you know, being a fan of Wham and George Michael, and I'm very, very lucky to do a job that I absolutely love doing. And it's not really work when you know, sometimes I think we get to the last song and I think, are we there already? It's so fast. And
yeah.
Like 4.5 hours down the line. And that's always a sign of something that you enjoy and something that's good.
As you say, everyone's got their favourites. For me, as I say, Ray of Sunshine is one of my favourite Wham tracks. Was there a song that was on the playlist and you were thinking, okay, until you actually wound up singing it and now you've changed your mind? I thought, do you know what? This is the one I really love.
Do you know, that's a really... Because everyone says, oh, what's your favourite Wham song? And it's so difficult because they're all such great songs. But I think the one that I thought... not to say that I didn't like it, but it was never one of my favourites, and that I absolutely love performing is Edge of Heaven. I absolutely love it. And do you know what's so great about it? It's because those first bars start and everybody recognises it straight away and comes in and sings those ba-da-da-da-da-da, yeah. And it just lifts the whole stadium. So that is, that is one where I actually thought, wow.
Well, I said to you, Ray of Sunshine was my favourite. Edge of Heaven is my second joint favourite, and that is the one I've got queued up here. So that's interesting to hear you say that. It promises to be a great show. Ben, thank you so much. You sound like you're having a great time.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to come to Cambridge. I've spent a lot of time in Cambridge and seen a lot of things there, and I'm looking forward to being on the stage and getting these great Cambridge audiences going.
All right, lovely. Are you, just out of interest as well, you say you've got the Pepsi and Shirley guys with you as well. Are you doing any of the Pepsi and Shirley numbers?
Yes, Heartache does make the cut. Heartache is a great... It's time for me to have a little vocal rest while the girls do sing Heartache, and we're very, very lucky that our girls are such great singers as well. So it's nice for them to have their moment instead of me hogging the limelight all the way through.
Excellent, excellent. Well, tickets are £21 to £29, including a £3 booking fee through the Cambridge Life Trust website, cambridgelifetrust.co.uk. It's Thursday the 28th of March, starts at 7:30, or the doors are open at 7:30. The Best of Wham, starring Ben Evans as George Michael. And Ben, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm going to give you the choice then. Here's your call. You can have Edge of Heaven from Wham, or you can have Heartache by Pepsi and Shirley. Your call.
Oh, it's got to be Edge of Heaven. Sorry, Pepsi. Sorry, Shirley, but it's all about George.
Sounds absolutely perfect. Ben, we'll see you on the night. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.
See you there. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Take care, Ben.